This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Don't tell you what, Jonathan Chancellor. Maybe I've made a mistake. Anyway, that's what he says to me. Hello, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Ross.
PropertyObserver.com.au. He'll be filling in any census very accurately tomorrow night, I'm sure, because it's so important to figure out how our communities are changing. Of course, property markets around the place are going. Big property stories just broken, I can see, and that is the Centre Group, which is the spin-off of all the local assets of Westfield, has purchased the David Jones Market Street site along with CBus Property, the big superannuation fund. It's bought the building for $360 million, the two of them. That's a big deal.
It is, and what a strategic location right there on Hyde Park. You've got to put this one down to Frank Lowy, they say. It's all about his connections with the Woolworths Group, and he's pulled this off.
Woolworths of South Africa. Now, the CEO, Peter Allen, says the transaction's a rare opportunity to significantly expand our flagship Westfield Sydney Centre. But the second part of it, from what I can see also, Jonathan, is the real gold mine there is the air above the building. Because even when previous chief executives were there, they'd always talked about the space above the David Jones Market Street store that they could potentially go and build massive amounts of apartments there.
Yeah, and look, CBus are quite good at it. They actually, I think, were involved in the residence on the other side of Hyde Park, so they know that area. It's remarkable that Sydney took so long to appreciate Hyde Park as being a prestige residential district.
There's no doubt. And imagine if you had the David Jones food hall downstairs as your pantry, Jonathan. That wouldn't be too bad.
That's what the downsizers want, precisely.
Yeah, in fact, it wouldn't be such a bad thing. Of course, David Jones on Friday announcing it will move its head office from Sydney to Melbourne. And I went to the gravestone of the late David Jones, a man who died in 1873, I think it was, who set it up. I think he was rolling in that grave while I was there, Jonathan. Tell me about what happened in property markets over the weekend. The auction clearance rates were still very, very high.
Yes. Sydney 80%, Melbourne 76%. Interestingly, Sydney's 500-odd auctions, Ross, was half that of this time last year.
Yeah.
So you'd expect the clearance rate to remain 2 weeks now in a row above 80%.
And you can understand why, therefore, the banks are really scrabbling for margin right now, because there's fewer mortgages. Just a final one as we go. The expatriate celebrity chef Bill Granger has made plenty of dough.
Look, in the space of about 16 months, he's gone in Tamarama from $4.8 million to 6.4. It took 5 minutes before the first person put in a bid at the auction, but it just then fired. And so he's made 22% annualised growth.
I'll tell you what, the very final one in Canberra Road in St Kilda, just quickly, a small flat there, sold for $211,000. Who said you can't buy a cheap property?
8.6% yield too.
Tell you what, not too bad. Jonathan Chancellor, propertyobserver.com.au. Head to that website.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.